The Obama administration plans to resettle 10,000 Syrian refugees next year despite criticism they could present a security hazard. Few Syrians have settled in Oklahoma, but 40 years ago, a wave of refugees from Vietnam arrived in the state. And as KGOU's Jacob McClelland reports, they helped reshape a dying part of Oklahoma City.
Son Nguyen stands along Classen Boulevard in Oklahoma City's Asian district and points out all the Vietnamese-owned businesses here on this block.
We have the hair salon, and we have a massage center, we have the chiropractics, and we have a healthy beauty. We have a lot of Vietnamese restaurants that go up here to 36.
We walk over to one of those restaurants to sip tea and enjoy a big steaming bowl of pho, a soup of beef broth and noodles with vegetables and meat. It's a popular dish in Oklahoma City, first brought here by Vietnamese refugees in the 1970s after the communist government of North Vietnam captured Saigon.
I am a part-time translator for the U.S. embassy, so then they give me the means to get out from Vietnam.
Son Nguyen was airlifted by helicopter from the U.S. embassy roof. His wife and two children escaped Vietnam a couple weeks earlier.
I could not have anything with me, except only empty hand with some paper, my paper, you know. We could not get anything out with me.
He reunited with his family at Fort Chaffee in Arkansas, and within a couple of weeks, he earned a position with Catholic Charities. His job? To find sponsors for Vietnamese refugees in Oklahoma City.
I am the first one to come here to get a job here like that. And also, I am the first one to be naturalized too.
He says he helped resettle nearly 7,000 Vietnamese families in Oklahoma City, a refugee community that helped transform the area now known as the Asian District, centered around Classen Boulevard and 23rd Street.
You know, whereas much of the country was kind of mired in hyperinflation, high gas prices, a recession, here in Oklahoma, things were better than most.
That's Bob Blackburn, the executive director of the Oklahoma Historical Society. He says Oklahoma City was a good place to find work in the 1970s, but its inner city was struggling. Developments were springing up to the north and south of the city. School desegregation led to white flight to the suburbs. The opportunity for jobs, affordable housing, and the low cost of living attracted Vietnamese refugees.
They helped fill the gap that was left by the retreating middle-class white population.
Many of the refugees were educated, like Son Nguyen. Blackburn says they helped stabilize a declining neighborhood.
They are not a burden on the majority population. They're moving into areas that others had abandoned, and they are contributing to this vitality. A lot of good restaurants, a lot of good bakeries, new attorneys, new physicians, dentists, doctors.
This one is the ID, you know, when I was in military. I was a lieutenant colonel in the Army.
Sitting at his dining room table, Vinh Nguyen looks through a few reminders of his time in Vietnam, where he was a lieutenant colonel in the South Vietnamese Army.
When I left, you know, communists behind me, they shoot at me. But I escaped on the boat, you know, from the Saigon River to, you know, ocean.
He was one of the so-called boat people who fled Vietnam. He spent 36 hours at sea with 30 other people on a small boat before he was picked up by the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet. He ended up in refugee camps in Guam and Camp Pendleton before he got a sponsor in Oklahoma City. He later earned a degree in computer science and worked as a computer analyst for the Internal Revenue Service. Vinh Nguyen says the area now called the Asian District was poor when he arrived in the mid-1970s and full of old, empty houses.
And since the Vietnamese come, we're growing and we're doing business over there. And now the Classen area, you know, flourish now. If without Vietnamese, believe me, the Classen will die.
Vinh Nguyen says he never really considered leaving Oklahoma City. Other large Vietnamese enclaves in the United States, like in California, are too expensive and there aren't as many jobs.
I think Oklahoma is a good place to live. I like here. I love here.
He says he might visit Vietnam again if the communist government loses power. But for now, he's comfortable in his adopted home and is happy to call himself an Okie. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.